And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 25th of November, 2009. It was on this day in 1963 John F. Kennedy was buried at Arlington National Cemetery in Washington. The reporter Jimmy Breslin was there for the New York Herald Tribune, and he wrote at 11:15 a.m., Jacqueline Kennedy started walking toward the grave. She came out from under the north portico of the White House and slowly followed the body of her husband, which was in a flag-covered coffin that was strapped with two black leather belts to a black caisson that had polished brass axles. She walked straight, and her head was high. She walked down the blue stone and blacktop driveway and through shadows thrown by the branches of seven leafless oak trees. She walked slowly past the sailors who held up flags of the states of this country. She walked past silent people who strained to see her, and then, seeing her, dropped their heads and put their hands over their eyes. It's the birthday of Leonard Wolfe, born London, 1880, a prolific writer himself, though to us he's famous as the husband of the novelist Virginia Woolf, for whom he was first reader, major editor, and a great encourager. Leonard Wolfe started his adult life as a civil servant. He worked for the British colonial government in Ceylon, decided it was not for him, came back to England, wrote a novel based on his time in Ceylon, got back in touch with some of his college friends from Cambridge, started dining with them on Thursday evenings that came to be known as the Bloomsbury Group, which included Adrian Stephen, who brought his sister Virginia Stephen, whose sister Vanessa Leonard Wolfe was interested in, but she married somebody else, and Leonard proposed to Virginia Stephen. She hesitated, eventually agreed. They were married in their early 30s, and it turned out to be a happy and companionable marriage. They had a nice social life. They were productive together. He published a book of his own nearly every other year as he was helping her with hers. And within a span of 5 years, she published Mrs. Dalloway, To the Lighthouse, and A Room of One's Own. Virginia Woolf was plagued by recurring bipolar episodes, which Leonard kept notes about in his diary in Tamil and Sinhalese so as to keep it secret. He also suffered from severe depression himself. On March 28, 1941, Virginia Woolf committed suicide after writing a note to her husband Leonard. "What I want to say is I owe all the happiness of my life to you. You have been entirely patient with me and incredibly good. If anybody could have saved me, it would have been you. Everything has gone from me but the certainty of your goodness. I don't think two people could have been happier than we have been." Here's a poem for today by Jim Harrison entitled Two Girls. Late November, full moon last night, a cold Patagonia moon, the misty air tinkled slightly, a rank-smelling bowl in the creek bottom seemed to be crying. Coyotes yelped up the canyon where they took a tripwire photo of a jaguar last spring. I hope he's sleeping or eating a delicious deer. Our two little girl dogs are peeing in the midnight yard, nervous about the bowl. They can't imagine a jaguar. Jim Harrison's poem Two Girls from his collection Saving Daylight, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.